This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wes Durham joins us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Wes, it's good to have you back on talking some football. It's been a while, but we are back at it. I want to ask you to start about Jim Phillips saying that they are not going to basically, you know, enforce everyone get vaccinations. This has been a big topic of conversation across college football, right? Because everybody wants healthy kids. They want to make sure that everybody's able to play. You're able to get these games in. Were you surprised by Jim Phillips' comments when it came to the ACC?
Well, Carl, I think the first of all, it's great to hear your guys' voice too, and enjoyed catching you guys there in the summer. I think that what the ACC is doing is exactly the tack they took a year ago. They are reserving the advice and the guidance of the medical advisory group that really helped the ACC play football last year. Remember, too, all the conferences were on their own schedule last year, right? Some schools played only league games like the SEC and what have you. But I think what you're seeing here is that they're going to convene the medical advisory group here in another couple of weeks, see where the variant is, see what the vaccination percentage is, not only for football and other fall sports, but also these institutional vaccinations. Because of the ACC's 14 schools that play football, seven are requiring every student to be fully vaccinated by the time they return to campus if they choose to take in-person classes. Seven are not. And so they really want to kind of do this institutionally as much as the league. And to be quite frank with you, I understand. I think they will follow the same tack the Big 12 and the SEC have had, that if you're not able to play, if you can't meet the minimums, then it'll probably be a forfeit. I imagine we're going to hear that from the ACC in a couple of weeks. I think you're going to hear it from the Big 12 or the Big 10 later this week in Chicago. And then next week in California, I think you'll hear the same thing from the Pac-12.
It's kind of cool how this name, image, likeness thing is starting off. I mean, we heard Saban's comments yesterday. We just talked earlier today about DJ Uiagalelei, and now you got Sam Howell getting a Bojangles deal. So, I mean, are they embracing it? Because ACC is always probably a little more conservative than some of the other conferences.
Well, I think what you have to do, Mike, is you have to take, you know, previous affiliations and alignments out of it. These kids are, you know, they're going to cash in on name, image, and likeness. I think that the really interesting part is who's patient to – you know, see how they can, you know, make the right decisions and don't make the quick decision. Mm. You know, if, you know, Oswald's full tire shop wants to pay you $100 and give you a set of white walls, that's one thing. If somebody wants to throw seven figures at you down the road, it's another issue altogether. The other thing that's really important, and I can tell you this from talking to athletic administrators around the ACC, is that these young people have the guidance necessary. And guidance by that, I mean understanding what the tax ramifications are, understanding how the money is collected, understand what the performance clauses are to receive the money. You know, far be it from college athletics to have a nefarious attitude or two along the way. these ADs want to make sure that young people don't get themselves trapped by making an obligation that they can't fulfill one way or the other in the process.
It's a great point. It is the voice of Wes Durham, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. I want to ask you about Georgia Tech because Jeff Collins was there today. Tomorrow, this will conclude, guys, with the ACC media days, 2 days. So today it was Duke and Tech and Miami and, you know, Mack Brown in North Carolina, which we'll get to. But what did you make of Jeff Collins and what he had to say today?
Well, he's excited. I mean, I think he's got every reason to be because they played a lot of young people last year. And most notably Jeff Sims and Jahmyr Gibbs. He's also excited about the development of his offensive line. And I think if he can get that to perform, then he's probably got a really good case to be, you know, a better football team. But let's be honest here. Georgia Tech's playing the hardest schedule in the ACC and maybe playing one of the hardest schedules nationally, guys. I mean, they've got everybody but the 85 Bears and the 72 Dolphins scheduled. I mean, it's an arduous task when you think about, you know, perhaps the easiest game on the schedule being against one of the best FCS teams in the country, right?
Right, true.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the schedule may glitter or shadow a little bit of the progress, but I think they're going to be better. I think Gibbs is an incredible talent, maybe one of the best running backs in the ACC, let alone nationally, and I think the defense has got to be much improved. I think A.C. Lee, the grad transfer from Maryland, certainly brings a lot to the table. And I think they've got a lot of veteran guys who've got to go make plays for him on that side of the ball. But you can tell he's clearly excited, but then again, he's always excited. So I think it's one of the things that kind of drives this program now. But really what they do, I think, need to do to take the next step, Carl and Mike, is to win some ball games for sure.
And I don't really hear any pushback. I think most Georgia Tech football fans realize we use the analogy turning around a battleship. It's going to take a minute, you know. It's not a knock on Paul Johnson. It's just a completely different team. And Jeff is invigorated, you know, the fan base. He, you know, he does some cool stuff that you haven't seen before. The kids want to be there.
Sure.
But it's hard to find six wins in this, and you know, you want to hit that benchmark of, hey, let's get bowl eligible. But I just have a hard time seeing that's going to be the year for it.
Well, look at the schedule too, Mike. I mean, every year you're going to dial up. I mean, in this particular case, they're playing Georgia, Clemson, and Notre Dame.
Right.
I mean, you know, go find that's three you're probably not going to be predicted to win. You're going to play a Heisman Trophy candidate in North Carolina. I mean, I can see where they may win as many as they've won the last couple of years. And I would still say it's an improvement, but it's, you know, part of this is a bit of an equation that involves the schedule and your talent level. But I would say, you know, patience is of the virtue here if you're a Georgia Tech fan. We'll see how this goes, but they've clearly got talent on the field if they can stay healthy. The depth situation, I think that's still to be judged, but Sims and Gibbs are the real deal. And if the offensive line's improved, I like their chances to improve on the win total for sure.
Are we sleeping on Miami? I know De'Aaron King transferred.
No, wait a second. You can't say sleep to a team that keeps telling you they're back sometimes.
Well, they've been back three times, but it's been premature ejaculation down there in Miami, Wes.
Well, they're taking on Alabama to start the season, and I know that King is you know, well-liked, well-spoken. The kid is smart. He's talented.
He's a great kid.
So Manny Diaz, you know, here we are again talking about the Canes and starting against, you know, Alabama. I say sleeping as in, are they going to be better than what we expect?
Well, I think, first of all, they've got a really talented offensive line. I think De'Aaron King, and we had him at the desk with us today. He looks great. He sounded like he is ahead of schedule in his rehabilitation and return. Their first three games are Alabama, Appalachian State, and Michigan State. I mean, you're going to learn a lot about Miami in the first three. But I would say this. When I look at where De'Aaron King is, if he's near 100%, Miami will have a chance. The name I think you need to keep in mind is Charleston Rambo, the transfer from Oklahoma. Because I think Charleston Rambo opens the field up for Mike Harley Jr. It opens the field up for Will Mallory at tight end. And they've got a really good offensive line and three proven running backs. So, I mean, Alabama will be favored, probably heavily favored. But I think Miami's up to the fight. But you can't also get caught up in a full season of football in the opening 60 minutes at Mercedes-Benz on a Saturday. It just doesn't work that way anymore. So I think Miami can contend in the Coastal, but I also think there are other teams. Carolina's probably going to be the favorite. I think Pittsburgh's going to be pretty good. We talk about Georgia Tech and moderate improvement. What about Virginia Tech? I mean, Bell will tell you, the Hokie fans up there have an expectation level right. That's a little high, and it hasn't been reached the last couple of years. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Coastal falls. But then again, chaos is the norm in that division, Carl.
It is.
I mean, right. You know, we had, you know, Georgia Tech one year. It's seven different winners in 7 years. So let's be real here. If we have some simplistic race in the Coastal Division, that may be the biggest damn upset of the year.
Well, the thing about Miami is anytime that you said it, they start to get momentum. As Wes Durham joins this guy's voice of the Falcons on ACC TV as well. I mean, this guy's a multimedia star with Packer. But, Wes, the thing with Miami, that beatdown at the hands of North Carolina last year was just unbelievable. And now you mentioned Howell, and Mack Brown has done a fantastic job recruiting and getting that thing rolling. I mean, we're waiting for someone else to step up in the ACC, and I've given up hope for Virginia Tech and Fuente, to your point. I think it's Mack Brown and Carolina.
Oh, there's a shot, Carl. Mike's cashed out.
Hey, Fuente was born. Hey, by the way, you just said it. Fuente doesn't do anything. They don't win big games.
No. I said, Carl, there's a shock. Mike is cashed out. I didn't say anything about Fuente. You did.
Fuente has not exceeded any expectations of Virginia Tech. He is not.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just
unbelievable.
Not. And he's had turnover at quarterback, and he's had some issues with guys off the field, too.
Well, and they've got COVID issues last year. They never got a rhythm to their season. Look, I know there are a lot of Hokie fans in Atlanta, right? And here's the deal.
And they've disavowed me, so don't worry about it.
Well, yeah, why worry about you when it's about me, right, Mike? All right, so here's the rub on Virginia Tech. You're going to play Carolina on a Friday night to start the year. How big a game is that for Virginia Tech, and how big a game is that for Carolina? It's enormous. They'll be shoulder-to-shoulder in Blacksburg. Inner Sandman will hit, and the place will move. But the thing about it is, can you match? Can you match the firepower Carolina may throw at you? Can you get stops? Can you equal it with Braxton Burmeister at quarterback and Raheem Blackshear carrying the ball and Trey Turner on the perimeter and James Mitchell tight end? I think there's a lot to ask of a team, by the way, that's pretty good again up front. Don't forget, this is a league that's going to be powered by 13 returning quarterbacks in the 14 schools this year. I mean, that's the thing. The quarterback play in this league is as good. It's probably the best quarterback league in the country, but the teams themselves have to equal some of that performance. I think Virginia Tech is one of those. We got to kind of wait and see what happens here.
Oh, Justin Hamilton ain't Bud Foster. That's what a lot of Hokie fans say, too.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay. Cash out that alumni card. Let's go to Tallahassee to finish up here. What are we doing?
Well, speaking of which, Carl, let's talk about Norville. They got the kid from UCF, McKenzie Milton. He's got two knees at work right now, but I don't know what to expect from Florida State. What do you think is going to happen this year? Because he's got to get something going down there.
Sunday night against Notre Dame to start the season. McKenzie Milton and Jordan Travis are both at this event tomorrow. Florida State is bringing two quarterbacks. Why? Because they're not going to show their hand.
That's right.
They're not, nor should they. And Mike Norvell should wait until he runs out there on a Sunday night. And you know what I'd do? I'd put Milton and Jordan Travis on the field at the same time for the first snap. You know, I mean, look, Florida State's rebound is about a lot more than winning and losing football. It did not end well for Jimbo Fisher. Right? I mean, let's just face facts on that. Willie Taggart, that was probably a mistake, guys, and it's going to take a little while. Culture, depth, they're doing pretty well in recruiting, as much as I know about recruiting, so it's going to be interesting to see. But again, I worry about teams and fan bases that on the first 60 minutes of football declare, you know, our season is X or Y. I think there's a little bit more to the process sometimes. Only Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State are those elite, elite programs right now. Florida State can get back there, but it's going to take some time, in my opinion.
And, Carl, you know, we talked about it. They finally streamlined that booster soap opera, too, Carl. That was a major problem. They got Jimbo God.
Yeah.
They got Mike's invoice tallied up down there, Carl, so he can be a Seminole booster again.
I want to ask you about Sam Howell real quick. I think he's really good, Wes.
He's really good.
I know. And I know it sounds crazy because, you know, you go Clemson and everybody else, but I think he gives North Carolina a chance to maybe win the SEC or the ACC. Do you agree?
I think he does. They would only see Clemson in the championship game at Charlotte. But I think here's the thing about Howell. He's already tied. I mean, he's set a North Carolina career touchdown, but he's tied the North Carolina career touchdown mark in 2 years. I mean, his game is really, really polished. The ACC's looking at having two potential first-round quarterbacks next year, guys. Sam Howell and Phil Jurkovec of Boston College.
Yep.
I mean, it's Sam Howell's the full package and a competitive guy. It was fun to talk to him today. It always is to visit with him. He gives you a really good perspective on where you got to get better as a player and how they got to get better as a team. You're going to hear all through August they've lost three quarters of their firepower, the two running backs, the two wide receivers. But they got a transfer from Tennessee and Ty Chandler. And, you know, when you get Paul from Maryville to call in and talk about the Vols on the show, just ask them if they're going to miss Ty Chandler. I mean, he's the all-purpose yardage leader at UT the last 2 years. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch Carolina. I think they're better playmakers on defense this year. But again, Friday night in Blacksburg, and then October 16th, Miami comes to Keenan Stadium. So be interesting to watch Sam Howell. I think Carolina can get the double figures, Carl, but I don't know if they can take the reins from Clemson.
Okay, good stuff, man. Because Mac Brown's doing a hell of a job there. Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. You'll hear him throughout the course of the season here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Give him an opportunity to check him out on the ACC Network. He is at ACC Media Days tomorrow. It wraps up, guys, and we'll hear from Dabo Swinney and Mike Norvell. Mike's talking about it,
right.
You know, all these guys. So we'll hear what they have to say tomorrow. But today, I want to give you some perspective on what's going on with the ACC. Great stuff, Wes, as always, man. We appreciate you dropping by. Can't wait till football season starts here.
All right, guys. Take care. Look forward to seeing y'all soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.